Iran has a new president-elect after a runoff between a reformist candidate and a well-known hardliner. The reform-minded Masoud Pezeshkian won by nearly 10 percentage points in an election that saw record low turnout during the first round of voting. Although his win has brought hope to some Iranians, others remain skeptical of the president-elect's ability to change underlying problems.
Our life is getting worse every day. It is true that salaries increase a bit, but at the same time, living expenses have increased.
Among his promises, Pezeshkian vowed to reach out to the West and ease restrictions on the country's headscarf mandate for women. We'll discuss what the election means for Iran's future later in the program. In northern Ukraine, Russian drone attacks hit a vital energy facility overnight, cutting off thousands of homes from power and water. Crews are working to repair the damage and restore power, according to Ukrainian officials. The drone attacks are part of Russia's strategy to target key infrastructure. Some new hope for a possible ceasefire in Gaza. The Associated Press reports that Hamas has initially signed off on a U.S.-backed ceasefire and has dropped its demand that Israel pledge to end the war. That's been a key sticking point in negotiations. The announcement comes as the Gaza Health Ministry announced an airstrike killed 16 people and wounded dozens more at a refugee camp. Israel says it found terrorists in the area and tried to avoid civilians. After a springtime lull, coronavirus cases in the U.S. are ticking up. New data from the Centers for Disease Control show COVID is on the rise, especially in the West. Nationwide, there's been a 23% jump in ER visits. The CDC says it is able to predict spikes in cases due to wastewater testing. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, a look at Iran's future as they elect their next president. And former astronaut Katie Coleman on the joys and challenges of life in space.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.